天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。上帝方法呢，这个系列已经接近尾声了，小环相信大家一定对我们的神有更深，大家一定对我们的神呢有了更深一步的了解和认识。那今天呢，麦克牧师也将会继续带领我们来探讨有关天堂的问题。什么样的人才能上天堂呢？身为基督徒的我们，真的已经拿到进入天堂的许可证了吗？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
I am delighted that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are always glad to hear from you when you write us letters.
每一次你的来信都使我们很开心。
We read them with great excitement.
我们很兴奋地读你的来信。
And we pray that God will bless you through these series of messages.
也祈求神借着这些系列信息使你蒙福。
And I want to begin today by telling you about an incident that happened not so long ago.
首先，让我讲一件前几年发生的事儿给你听。
On March 31st, 1997,
1997年3月31日
,39 members of the cult called Heaven's Gate,
有39位被称为天堂之门的邪教成员
were found dead near San Diego in California in the United States.
在美国加州的圣地亚哥被发现死亡。
They had committed a systematic and well-organized suicide.
他们是有计划的集体自杀。
The cult leader convinced the other members to take their own lives.
邪教的领袖说服他们结束自己的生命。
He promised them that when they die,
他答应说，当他们一死
，they would meet a spaceship that would take them straight to heaven.
就有一艘太空船来接他们直上天堂。
I hope you understand what I'm going to tell you.
希望你能明白我说什么。
A desperately hungry person.
就像一个极度饥饿的人
，ravages his way through a garbage dump，
在垃圾桶东翻西找
，trying to find something that will satisfy him，
寻找可以满足他的东西。
Confused people by the millions are turning to all kinds of wrong teachings。
今天成千上万迷茫的人跟随旁门左道
，they looking for answers to satisfy their spiritual hunger。
他们空虚的心灵渴望寻求答案。
The scripture is clear about the issue of life and death, heaven and hell.
圣经对于生与死、天堂和地狱都有清楚的启示。
But in our anxiety to accommodate,
但我们渴望有所归属。
In our anxiety to compromise,
我们渴望寻求妥协。
In our anxiety not to offend anybody,
我们渴望讨好所有的人。
We have compromised these biblical doctrines.
结果，为了妥协，我们牺牲了圣经的真理。
Which is as clear as the sunshine.
其实，圣经的真理如日光般清晰明亮。
In the life of Elijah, the man of God,
在神人以利亚的生命中
，We will see him going straight to heaven from earth.
我们将看见他直接从地上到天堂去。
Why did he do that?
为什么他这样呢
？Because he was a man who walked with God.
因为他是与神同行的人。
He was a man who obeyed God.
他是顺从神的人。
He was a man who trusted God.
他是信靠神的人。
He was a man who feared God.
他是敬畏神的人。
Despite of his temporary defeat.
纵使他曾暂时失败。
Despite of his temporary depression.
纵使他曾暂时忧郁。
Despite of his temporary discouragement.
纵使他曾暂时丧志。
Elijah, like all those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ,
以利亚就像所有相信耶稣基督的人一样
was taken to eternal life in heaven.
被带进天堂享受永生。
God wanted to demonstrate this reality of eternal life in a very clear and visible way by not allowing Elijah to die.
神为了要示范永生的真实性，于是采取一种很清晰而明确的方式，让人亲眼看见以利亚不用死。
Or allowing his body to rot in the ground.
也不让他的身体在泥土里腐烂。
But by taking him to heaven in a whirlwind.
而是用旋风接他升天。
Most people think that when they die, they will go to heaven.
大多数人以为自己一死就可以归天了。
This is a lie from the pit of hell, and Satan delights in it.
其实这是地狱里的撒旦所扯的大谎，他正在幸灾乐祸呢。
Why does Satan delight in it?
为什么撒旦乐得这么做呢？
It deceives people and keeps them from coming to Jesus Christ.
因为这样就可以欺骗人们不用来到耶稣基督的面前。
Who is the only way to heaven?
而耶稣基督才是上天堂的唯一道路。
Satan blinds them to the truth.
撒旦对他们隐瞒真理。
Like this group of heaven's gate members.
就像这群天堂之门的邪教成员。
So many of the unbelievers are deceived in thinking that they can go to heaven without Jesus.
许多非基督徒都上当了。以为不需要耶稣也可以上天堂。
It is absolutely impossible for anyone to get to heaven without faith and surrender of one's life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
事实上，一个人若不是完全相信并接受耶稣基督是唯一的生命之主，他绝对上不了天堂。
Regardless of your church affiliation,
无论你属于哪个教会。
Regardless of your family heritage,
无论你的家世背景如何。
Regardless of your head knowledge,
不论你的学术知识如何。
Regardless of your moral and ethical conduct,
不论你的道德品性如何。
You can go to heaven only if you personally know the Lord Jesus Christ.
只要你承认耶稣基督为你个人的主宰，你就能上天堂。
That's it.
就是这样。
I am reminded of the vision that John Wesley once had.
我想起有一次约翰·卫斯理看见的异象。
In that vision, he went to hell.
在那异象里，他去了地狱。
And he asked the gatekeeper there.
他问管门的说，
Do you have Catholics here?
你这儿有天主教徒吗？
The answer was yes.
回答说，有啊。
Many.
多着呢。
Do you have Episcopalians here?
你这儿有圣公会的会友吗？
And the answer was yes.
回答说，有啊。
Many.
多着呢。
Do you have Presbyterians here?
你这儿有长老会的会友吗？
The answer was yes.
回答说，有啊。
Many.
多着呢。
Do you have Baptists here?
你这儿有浸信会的会友吗？
And the answer was yes.
回答说，有啊。
Many.
多着呢。
Finally, and very reluctantly, he asked the all-important question to John Wesley himself.
最后他很不情愿地问了一个和他自己息息相关的重要问题。
Do you have Methodists here?
你这儿有寻道会的会友吗？
The answer was the same. Yes, many.
回答还是一样的。有啊，多着呢。
Then he went to heaven.
后来他到了天堂。
And there he asked the angel,
他问那儿的天使,
Do you have Catholics here?
你这儿有天主教徒吗?
The answer was no.
回答说, 没有。
Not one.
一个也没有。
Do you have Episcopalians here?
你这儿有圣公会的会友吗?
The answer was no.
回答说没有。
Not one.
一个都没有。
Do you have Presbyterians here?
你这儿有长老会的会友吗？
The answer was no.
回答说没有啊。
Do you have Baptists here?
你这儿有浸信会的会友吗？
And the answer was no.
回答说没有。
Again, extremely reluctant, Wesley asked.
然后卫斯理又很不情愿地问。
Do you have Methodists here?
你这儿有寻道会的会友吗？
And the answer was the same.
回答还是一样的。
No, not one.
没有，一个也没有。
Finally, in exasperation, he asked.
最后他火了，问道。
Who do you have here in heaven?
究竟是谁在天堂里呢？
And the angel said.
天使说。
All of those who have washed their robes and come under the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb.
凡是被羔羊的血洗干净又穿上义袍的人。
When those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ die.
当那些相信耶稣基督的人死了。
There is no waiting room.
不需要再等待。
There is no clawing their way up there.
不需要辛辛苦苦地爬上去。
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 8,
圣经哥林多后书第五章六到八节中提到,
Absence from the body at home with Christ.
离开身体与主同住。
It is instantaneous.
这是在一瞬之间发生的。
It is immediate.
立刻实现。
It is checking out here and checking in there.
这里才迁出,同时那里就迁入。
There is once to die.
只有一次死亡。
The Lord Jesus Christ coexisted with the Father before the foundation of the world.
在设立这世界根基之前,耶稣基督和天父已经存在了。
He was one in the Godhead when the world was created.
当世界被造时,耶稣已是三一真神中的一位。
The world was created by him and through him.
这世界是借着他造的,又是为他造的。
Before he was in a human body,
在他尚未成为肉身之前,
the God-man Jesus Christ knew everything.
甚至耶稣基督已无所不知。
And he said in Luke 16,
路加福音十六章里耶稣说,
that when Lazarus died, he went straight to paradise.
拉撒路一死就被带到乐园里。
But when the rich man died, he went straight to Hades.
但财主死了，他就直下阴间。
There are only two locations that you can choose to go to.
你只有两个目的地可选。
There is no third one.
没有第三个选择。
It is either heaven or hell.
不是天堂，就是地狱。
The choice is yours.
这是你的选择。
Which choice have you made?
你怎么选呢?
Are you sure you will go to heaven?
你肯定自己会上天堂吗?
People often say to me,
常有人对我说,
Isn't it arrogance to say that you're sure you're going to heaven?
你说自己肯定会上天堂,不是太骄傲自大了吗?
I said to one of them,
我告诉他,
Friend, let me ask you something.
朋友,请问,
If you invite me to your home for dinner tonight,
如果你今晚请我去你家吃饭,
would it be arrogant of me to take you at your word?
我相信你的邀请,这样也算骄傲自大吗?
Would it be arrogant of me to trust your word?
我信任你,就是我骄傲自大吗?
Would it be arrogance for me to believe when I came to your door tonight and knocked that you would open the door and invite me in?
今晚当我来到你家门口敲门,并且确信你一定会开门请我进去,这样算我骄傲自大吗?
Would that be arrogance?
这是不是骄傲自大呢?
No.
不是。
No one is going to heaven because of how good they are.
没有一个人是靠着自己的良善进天堂的。
You go to heaven because Jesus said so.
你能上天堂，因为是耶稣说的。
And you believed in his word.
而你相信他的话。
And if I have no reason to doubt your invitation to me,
既然我能够相信你的邀请，毫无疑惑。
And you are a human being, which you can go back in your word.
其实你只不过是个凡人，有时也会食言的。
How much less would I doubt God, who never goes back in His word?
我怎么会怀疑那位永不食言的神呢？
Jesus said in John 6:37.
约翰福音六章三十七节，耶稣说。
Those who come to me, in no way will I reject them.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Jesus said in John 11:25-26.
约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节，耶稣说。
Those who believe in me will be with me in heaven.
相信我的人必与我同在天堂里。
Therefore, it is not arrogance to believe God's word.
所以相信神的话绝不是骄傲自大。
It is not arrogance to place confidence in the promises of God and the word of God.
对神的应许和神的话有信心，绝不是骄傲自大。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important today.
亲爱的朋友，今天我要告诉你一件很重要的事。
People ask this question out of common misconception.
人们这么问是因为一个常见的错误观念。
And out of a false and faulty premise.
基于一个错误的前提。
People who ask such questions think that we are to go to heaven because of our good work.
问这问题的人以为人是靠着行善积德进天堂的。
Therefore, when they hear someone who is confident about going to heaven,
因此当他们听说有人这么有把握一定会上天堂，
They immediately think that he or she is saying that they are good enough to go to heaven.
他们立刻认为这些人自以为很有资格上天堂。
They see it as arrogance.
这不是骄傲自大吗？
Of course, if that was the case, I would agree it is arrogance.
当然，如果真是这样，的确太骄傲了。
I am not nearly good enough to even get close to heaven.
我和他沾沾边都没资格呢。
I have no goodness to even get me on the road to heaven.
我的善行还不够让我走上通往天堂之路呢。
But the Bible from cover to cover tells us that we go to heaven based on trusting in the shed blood of Jesus Christ who has invited us in.
但圣经从头到尾都告诉我们，是靠着相信耶稣基督的宝血和他的邀请，我们才能进天堂的。
The Bible tells us that it is only through faith in Jesus Christ that anyone will make it to heaven.
圣经告诉我们，唯独靠着在耶稣基督里的信心，才能上天堂。
Elijah was a man who walked with God.
以利亚是与神同行的人。
And now his time has come to be in the presence of God.
如今已到了他去见神的时候了。
When that time came,
时候到了。
God decided that Elijah, like Enoch, would go straight to heaven.
神决定让以利亚好像以诺那样直接到天上去。
He would not see an earthly grave, but would be transformed into his heavenly body on the way up by a whirlwind.
他不用埋在坟墓里，而是改变为属天的身体，在旋风中升上去。
The Bible said that this flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
圣经说，我们的血肉之躯不能承受上帝的国。
The Bible said that this is a corruptible tent.That we live in.
圣经说，如今我们是住在会朽坏的帐篷里。
And therefore it goes to the ground and rots just like the seed goes into the ground and is not seen anymore.
所以它在土地里会腐烂，正如一粒种子被种入泥土中就看不见了。
But when believers get to heaven,
但当信徒到了天堂，
Jesus has a body that is prepared for them.
耶稣为他们预备了一个新的身体。
It is a heavenly body like the Lord Jesus's after the resurrection.
就是属天的身体，如同主耶稣复活的身体。
It is a body that is free from pain.
不再有疼痛。
Free from battles.
不再有挣扎。
free from agony.
不再有痛苦。
God in His mercy and God in His grace did not allow Elijah or Enoch to rot in the ground.
怜悯恩慈的神不让以利亚和以诺的身体在土地里腐烂。
Elijah's tent came undone on his way up.
当以利亚升天时，他脱下了帐篷。
Symbolized in the mantle that fell off him.
他那件掉下来的外衣就是一个象征。
What exactly happened to Elijah?
发生在以利亚身上的就是
On the way up to heaven,
当他升天时
The corruptible put on incorruptible.
那会朽坏的成为不朽坏的
On his way to heaven,
当他升天时
The mortal put on immortality.
那必死的成为永不死的
On the way up to heaven,
当他升天时
The perishable gave way to the imperishable.
那会损坏的成为经久不坏的。
Let's look back during this next to the last message in this series of messages how God works.
让我们回顾一下上帝的方法这一系列的信息。
We have seen God hide Elijah in Kereth Brook.
我们看见神把以利亚藏在基利西旁。
We have seen God provide for Elijah in the heart of the land of Baal worship.
我们看见神在敬拜巴利假神的中心地带供应以利亚的需要。
We have seen God perform miracles in Zarephath.
我们看见神在撒勒法行奇迹。
We have seen God perform miracles on Mount Carmel.
我们看见神在加密山上行奇迹。
We have seen God minister to the tired, defeated, and depressed Elijah in Beersheba.
我们看见神在别示巴服侍筋疲力尽、遭受挫折、忧郁沮丧的以利亚。
And we have seen God restore him in ministry to the next generation of Israel's kings.
我们也看见神复兴他，使他能继续服侍以色列下一代的王。
Today we see God take him to his very presence.
今天我们看见神接他到神面前去了。
Let me ask you again.
让我再问你。
If you die tonight,
如果今天你死了,
would you be sure you will go to heaven?
你有把握自己会上天堂吗?
If you think that you're going to heaven,
如果你认为自己会上天堂,
on what basis should God let you into his heaven?
那么神基于什么理由让你进去呢?
You may say I'm good.
你也许会说我是好人呢。
I didn't kill anybody.
我没杀过人。
I didn't steal.
我不偷不抢。
But the Bible says,
然而圣经说,
No one is good.
没有一个善良的。
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪,亏缺了神的荣耀。
No one of us good enough to make it to heaven.
我们没有一个够资格上天堂的。
You can be assured of heaven today by bowing to Jesus Christ.
今天唯有向耶稣基督屈膝，才能确保你会上天堂。
And that you would say to him, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner.
你要对主说，主耶稣，我是个罪人。
I deserve your judgment.
我该受审判。
I repent of my sin.
我愿认罪悔改。
Because you died to pay for the penalty of my sin.
因为你为我死，代替我的罪受刑罚。
Because you promised to forgive all those who come to you in repentance and faith.
因为你应许要赦免凡凭信心向你认罪悔改的人。
I'd come to you.
我来到你面前。
I accept your invitation.
接受你的邀请。
Please forgive me.
求你赦免我。
Make me a child of God.
使我成为神的儿女。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，感谢你。
Amen.
阿们。
If you have prayed this prayer, we would love to hear from you.
如果你这么祷告了，我们盼望你能和我们联系。
Would you write to us and tell us that you have prayed this prayer with me today?
请来信告诉我们，今天你和我一起祷告了。
I look forward to hearing from you.
我等待着你的来信。
Till we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。原来只有依靠主耶稣宝血成为义的人，才能够真正的进入天堂。无论我们做了多少好事，亦或成就多少公义，我们都无法凭借自己的好行为进入天堂。只有主耶稣，因为只有他才是道路、真理与生命。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们现在回到神的面前，求主洁净我们，洗净我们一切的不义。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。